Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein. I am your host, Kenny, and I have my beautiful wife sitting next to me also, who's my host.
Hello, everyone. This is Kwajalein.
All right, and today our topic for tonight is natural versus pharmaceutical. When it comes to the family unit, there are many debatable issues. One major discussion surrounds the use of natural cures versus pharmaceutical medicine. What happens when parents disagree on appropriate methods for their children? What are the advantages and disadvantages of both? Again, thank you for joining us on tonight. Today's date is September 9th, 2016, and it's our Easter 8 p.m. Eastern Time show on Friday, known as the Free Flow Friday. So we're going to have a conversation. We're going to discuss these questions just a little bit more. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and pass the phone over to my wife, and we will go ahead and start on with the show.
Hello, hello. Again, and for those of you who may be listening, if you want to call in and chime in on the conversation, please give us a call at 657-383-1571. Again, that is 657-383-1571. We are going to go ahead and open the line. We do have a caller right now. Mish, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Glad you called in on tonight. Look forward to hear what you have to say on the topic.
Okay. Have you introduced the topic already?
Yeah, we just did.
Okay. What was it? Because I did not hear it.
We're talking about natural versus pharmaceutical. When there's a debate, you know, because it's a debatable issue in the home sometimes, and what happens when parents disagree on the appropriate methods for the children, and we're going to talk about, you know, some of the advantages and disadvantages, or what they say the advantages and disadvantages are, and you know, we'll go from there. So please feel free to chime in.
All right.
And I do want to, I do want to put a disclaimer out there. My husband and I are not medical professionals. So whatever, you know, we say and whatever any of the callers say on the show, These are things, you know, some things we have experience with, some things we have learned, you know, found on the internet, heard from family, friends, those type of things. However, we do want to recommend that you always check with your doctor, you know, in cases of any medical issues or things like that. So that's our little disclaimer before we go forward in this. We have another caller on the line. Pastor Michelle, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well, doing well. We were just about to get into the topic, natural versus pharmaceutical.
Yes, ma'am.
And we know that that is an issue in some households, especially when it comes to children. You know, the mother may want to use natural, the father may want to go with, you know, prescription medicine. So we're going to talk about those type of debates, what happens, advantages and disadvantages of both, and, you know, some of the debates, those type of things. So I'm just going to start off with some of the things that I have researched. You know, you guys, your line is open. This is Free Flow Friday. I've already put our disclaimer out there, so, you know, we can move on forward with the conversation. Now, these are some of the debates for natural versus pharmaceutical. So I'm going to give some of the debates they have, and then I do want to talk about, you know, what do we do in cases where parents disagree, because we know there have been cases where, you know, children have gotten sick, some cases where they've died because the parents chose not to do one thing or the other. So what do you do? What do you do when you disagree? Now, herbs and alternative methods, they are not regulated by the FDA. So that's one of the debates. That of course, is one of the reasons why they say, or most of them, a lot of them are not regulated by the FDA. Well, they say, you know, we shouldn't use them. According to the FDA website, they have found a history of supplements and herbs that are tainted. They have fillers and not pure as they say they are. They advertise that they're pure herbs, but they found some cases where they are mixed with other things, and some have been discovered to have prescription medication. Now, of course, this is just some of what they had on the website. Again, you can go to the FDA website. I will be posting it on our page as well. If you want more information or if you want to, you know, message us or whatever, please feel free to do that. But that is one of the debates. That is one of the I guess, what they consider would be the cons of using herbs and alternative methods, you know, supplements, things like that. Then it goes down to whether or not, you know, kind of boils down to whether or not you trust the FDA. I'm not saying anything against the FDA. I'm just saying, you know, everybody has their own opinion about some of the things that the FDA regulates or don't regulate. Okay. Another debate, for herbal medicines and alternative methods, is that they have been around longer and they are natural, whereas prescription medications are synthetic. So then, you know, we have to look at, although they're synthetic, do they work as good as the natural? Is natural always best? You know, those type of things. Another debate, death rates and side effects associated with prescription medications where you don't really find that with supplements and herbs. So, something to think about. We have two new callers. I'm going to stop right there. Keisha, are you there?
This is Keisha.
Huh?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Doing well. How are you?
You're doing good. Doing good. Thank you for calling. Your line will be open.
Well, thank you.
If you have anything to say on this Free Flow Friday.
Awesome.
All right. Faye, are you there?
I'm here. How's everyone?
We're doing good. How you doing?
Good.
Good
to hear.
Well, your line will be open. We look forward to hearing what you have to say on tonight. We were just, for you and Keisha, we were just going over some things. We're talking about natural medication versus pharmaceutical. That's the topic for our Free Flow Friday tonight. And so we're going to talk about those, that what they say the advantages and the disadvantages are. And also, you know, if you're in a, when you're co-parenting, if mom and dad disagree on how the children should be, you know, treated when it comes to medical problems, even down to serious things. So that's what we're doing now. And I was just going over some of the debates and things that people have, some of the things that they, you know, say in favor or against natural and pharmaceutical medications. And also, you know, we have our disclaimer out there that we're not medical professionals, so people need to check with their doctor. However, these are, you know, things we find on the internet, research book, that type of thing. Okay. So you guys jump right on in when you're ready. Another debate they have is that herbal medicines treat the cause, whereas pharmaceutical medicines only treat the symptoms. We know, we've heard plenty of times that pharmaceutical companies pay doctors, so some people feel as though medicines are all about, you know, pharmaceutical medicines all about money, making money. That they, you know, they the drug industry is about making money. You take one drug, then it leads to side effects, and you end up with another problem, then you have to take another drug and, you know, treat that problem, and then it goes on and on and on. So that's what I have thus far. Does anybody have anything to say thus far? Nothing? Okay. So these are some of the debates that, you know, people talk about. Should we not? Should we use herbal? Is it better to use natural remedies versus, you know, the pharmaceutical companies? Is it okay to use both? Using pharmaceutical medication, is it really making us healthier, or is it really making us worse? Is it treating our conditions, or is it covering up our conditions? What do you guys think?
Okay, well, just doing a little research, what I found out is that there are some medical companies out there that are actually pushing the issue that people should take their, you know, prescription drug, and they're doing this, but sometimes there are drugs that have adverse side effects. Excuse me, and we know by simply just watching television. Most of the time when we're watching television, you have the small writing, and then you have the fast-talking person in the background that's like the voice over the commercial telling you that, you know, in order for you to get this type of relief, you could take this, but it'll cause this symptom, this symptom, this symptom, this symptom. And it's all small writing going across the screen, right? There are a lot of times, if you think about it, there are a lot of times companies are doing this because they're preventing you, they're trying to prevent you from knowing exactly what their side effects are, but they're having these commercials and this small writing going across the screen, and this person that talks really fast so that they can have a legally binding document saying that, hey, we did give out the side effects for this particular medication. So what's happening is they're giving you a medication to cure one thing, but then it's causing another thing to take place in your body because of adverse effect. And now you got to take another prescription drug. And then now you take that one, then you got to take another one to get rid of the thing that you didn't want, like diarrhea, bloating, vomiting, you know, discomfort of the esophagus, things of that nature. So now here you are, you're in thousands of dollars worth of debt when it comes to medicine. And the pharmaceutical companies are continuing to line their pockets and living rich.
I know I've taken some medications. I know some people, sometimes you really don't pay attention to the side effects. You know, I've started paying more attention to the side effects before I give, you know, my kids medicine, before I take medicine myself. I started paying more attention to the side effects. Most of the time they'll have on there when they give you the paper, you know, the side effects and it's rare, but the benefits of the medication, you know, outweighs you know, it outweighs the possible side effects or whatever, the possibility of getting those side effects. And then you take this medication and then you end up with something going on and you don't even realize sometimes that it is a side effect of the medication. And so then we go back to the question, is it better, an opinion, again, this is our disclaimer, we're not professionals, you know, we're only giving our opinions here. Is it better to try the natural remedies? Is that better for us? Is that better for our children? We have so much going on these days. We're seeing childhood cancer and stuff just like never before. Never before we have so many cases of ADHD, you know, things that we didn't see before. So can these things be handled naturally, you know, or is using the medicine our best option?
Okay. Well, what I want to say before, okay, somebody's getting ready to talk. I'm sorry.
Yes, it's me, Mish. Mish.
Hey,
so,
Mish, how you doing?
I'm good, Pastor Kenny. How are you? I wanted to go back to one thing that y'all were saying, just as far as the federal government always talking about, you know, don't use this herb, don't use that herb. These herbs have this, that, and the other in it. But you have to look at it as the government is a business. So they're going to tell you not to do this because they want you to buy into what they have. I am a firm believer of I try not to give medicine as soon as, you know, my kids or myself get sick. I try to let my body naturally fight it off because God has made our bodies to naturally fight off some of these illnesses. Now, my other personal belief is the way that they're, you know, mass producing food and the things that they're putting in food, the reason why we're seeing so many childhood cancers and things like that is just how they're doing food now. And that's just my personal belief, because if you start looking at ingredients on food and things like that, they got corn syrup on top of high fructose corn syrup on top of fructose and everything else, and then you wonder why a child has child diabetes. So that's just my personal opinion.
Awesome. I'm glad you mentioned that, Mish, and I would like to come back to exactly what you were just talking about with that. Honestly, I don't see there being anything wrong with taking pharmaceutical medications, all right? But what I do see is if there's a medication that's causing an adverse side effect that's going to make you sick or is making you feel worse than what you're worse than what you are feeling, you know, in your current state, you know, prior to you taking the medication, then, you know, I believe that you should try to find another alternative to get the healing that your body needs in order to be able to get back to your normal activity. But just as you said, Mish, you said that the body is meant to fight off things. God did design our body for us to for our body to produce, you know, small amounts of toxins, right, that are basically like the antidote to take care of illnesses, sickness, and disease that come about. But when we are taking medicines, there are medicines that are causing adverse actions when it comes to our receptors in our body. That's causing us to fight and fight off things, or actually causing it to basically what I would consider self-destruct, making you sicker than what you're supposed to be, and that causes you to have to take another medication, which will cause possibly another adverse effect. So there's some medication that will give you an allergic reaction, and I believe those are the adverse effects that we're seeing. If it's something that's not causing a cure, then that pretty much means that your body is fighting this off because it's something that your body either is already producing or is overproducing because of the medication, or it's just because you're simply having a reaction to it. But the natural definitely is good. Natural is definitely good.
Right. I'm on a medication. I have to take a blood pressure medication. You know, I've been taking it for the past 9 years. So I definitely believe in medicine, but I also believe, like, if you have a common cold, you know, things like that, then sometimes you should just let your body naturally fight it. Now, when it comes to other things like, you know, lupus and things like that, I understand, like, you're in pain. So, yes, you do want something that will help you, but you also don't want to be taking something, then all of a sudden you're addicted to the oxycodone that they're giving you for the pain.
Right.
You know, so there's just some, you know, pros and cons to it.
Right. I agree. I too am on blood pressure medicine, you know, thyroid medicine. And there are things that, you know, I'm grateful for. You know, we've talked about, like on the show, we would talk about mental, you know, our mental health. You know, I'm a firm believer in medication, natural and, you know, natural methods. I think sometimes living in our society, though, I think we are given, we rely on too many medicines, I think, that happens sometimes. And I think a lot of it, and this is, again, it's just my personal opinion, is because we really aren't educated enough, because we don't know what all is in, you know, the things that we're eating is crazy, some of the things that they'll feed us. You know, it really is. It's really sad that there are some things that are being approved over here, because you guys know we were in Europe, and there are some things that they put in our food that's not even allowed in their country. And it's just, I don't know, it's ridiculous. We have another caller. Leanne, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
We're doing good. Thank you for calling in on this Free Flow Friday. We're talking about natural versus pharmaceutical medicine. So your line will be open. Feel free to jump in when you have something to say.
I will. Thank you.
Hello, Pastor Kwajalein. I have something to say.
Go ahead.
Before I moved to Germany, I'm a firm believer in herbs and vitamins. And because I'm a firm believer in it, I can tell people something that's worked for me over the years. Even when Mish was talking about, you know, high blood pressure, God took me back to when they first told me, you know, that I had high blood pressure. And I started taking flaxseed and omega-3. And when I went to have my blood pressure checked, you know, they do it, a check for like 3 days or whatever, my mm-hmm. blood pressure had gone considerably. I love ibuprofen, I'm not going to lie. I'll pop an ibuprofen in a minute. But ibuprofen and most meds work through two of your main organs, which is your liver and your kidneys. And so over a period of time, we can absorb everything that comes from a medicine, but it starts to shut down your kidneys. And so, like I've told people, there's natural pain relief. People don't know in your spices that you have turmeric. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. Garlic is a natural antibiotic. Basil is a natural anti-inflammatory. You're having pain, you can take Listerine and turmeric and mix it together as a paste or as a soak, and it'll take down swelling. These are things that are naturally done that doesn't have side effects. It's not working through the organs of your body, and it's healthy for your body if you have to ingest it. I'm a firm believer in herbals and vitamins. People don't realize that vitamin C taken intravenously can kill cancer, not stop it,
yep.
kill it.
But
there was a study that came out saying, oh, vitamin C is not good, and people are taking it and are pretty much laughing, so now people are coming off of vitamin C pills. That's why. Why are we doing that? So we really have peppermint leaves, peppermint oil. That's good for anti-inflammatory, good for pain, good for sinuses, eucalyptus. All these things are good for us. They're good for us, and they're natural, and it's what God created. And we're so quick to pop a pill, including myself, so quick to pop a pill that we're not looking at why diabetes set in, why we're having hormone problems. Women growing facial hair and things like that. We're not seeing stuff like that because of what they're putting in our – I agree with you, Mish. And we really do just really need to get back to the natural.
When I was doing the research, I saw a film on Netflix. I cannot remember the name of it, but I was trying to look for it so that I could, you know, suggest it to you guys. But there's a film on Netflix, and they were talking about, and that's something I wanted to get into actually next. They were talking about cancer being healed by having vitamin C given intravenously. But for some reason, you know, a lot of here it's not approved. But in other countries, they have had cases where that was done. Hold on 1 second. We have another caller. Janelle, are you there?
This is Meemaw, honey. Janelle's trying to get on.
Oh, that's Meemaw. I got y'all numbers
that's
mixed up. Hey, Meemaw.
Hey.
I knew it was one of you.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. I had company, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to go.
Well, we're glad you called in, and your line will be open. We look forward to hearing your wisdom on tonight.
Oh, okay. You're talking about cancers you hear via vitamin C?
Yes, ma'am. We're talking about natural versus pharmaceutical, using natural versus pharmaceutical, and then we're going to, right now, we are about to talk about cancer because Pastor Michelle had brought it up, and it was something that I actually wrote down anyway. Wanted to get into chemotherapy and that type of thing. But I was just commenting on what she had said because I did see something on Facebook. Netflix, Facebook, Lord. I just saw pop up on Facebook from my computer. Netflix, that's a movie I watched on Netflix. And they were showing that there have been cases in other countries where people were healed of cancer using vitamin C intravenously. And what they were saying is, you know, our bodies, like Mish was saying, you know, we're made to fight off things. And our bodies are made to fight off cancer cells and those type of things. And when we don't, it's because something is imbalanced in our bodies. And so we need to pretty much get our bodies back in balance. But we know here, you know, we use a lot of chemo. We go to chemotherapy a lot. So that's something that I wanted to I wanted to go into, but we have two more callers, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Okay, Janelle, are you there? I got it right this time, I think. I got you and Meemaw's numbers mixed up. Well, thank you for calling. And your line will be open, so we look forward to hearing what you have to say on tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we have a new caller. Caller in at 4646.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, and how are you?
I'm doing all right. My name is Omar.
Oh, hey, Omar.
Hi. Hello, how you doing?
It's nice to talk to you on the phone. It's Janelle's husband.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in on our Free Flow Friday. Your line will be open. Please feel free to join in on the conversation. We look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Okay.
Pastor Quandra.
Go ahead.
Can I say something right quick, just a comment, an observation,
yes,
about something that you said earlier?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You were saying how our bodies are made, and it's not funny you should say that, coincidental, that you should say that because, you know, well, you don't know, but I've been dealing with, I know you're talking about cancer right now, and that's far more serious, but this is just a little observation that I made. I have been battling with my sinuses, right? I mean, really. We say it's a little thing, but it has been waking me up in the middle of the night and just really, really, really painful. Like, I had to get up and put warm compresses on my face and then take something for it. And this has been ongoing, like, every single night. And Danielle had prayed for me and asked God to heal me, heal my body. Like, she just did it on the spur of the moment. Wait a minute, I'm tired of this, you know. And I don't know, like, I had a lot of pain because I've had, like, you know, any woman that has had children knows pain. Or if you've had a toothache, you know, pain. But this was just really, really, you know, when you have pain and you're at that magnitude, it was just really, really great. Just awful, just awful, awful, awful. And after she prayed for me, you know, I was like, well, you know, God, I accept my healing. And, you know, and I believe, you know me, I'm a woman of faith. I know that prayer works. But then I woke up in the middle of the night, and this was like a couple of nights ago, and I woke up, I mean, my head was throbbing, my eye, I couldn't even open it. The light was just very penetrating, and it was very bright, and it was only just the lamp. It wasn't even a really overhead light, just a lamp. And then it came to me, you know, God created these bodies. He gave us, Jesus went to the cross, and the stripes that he took on his body was for our healing. But then I thought about it. I said, you know, we have to understand that God gave us a backup plan, and that's our own bodies. He made our pill itself. So, and in that, I began to speak to my body and commanded my body to conform to the word of God and begin to speak the scriptures and say, well, you know that the word of God says that if any is sick, let them go before the elders, and the elders will lay hands, and God will heal. And I began to talk to my body. I began to speak to the part of my sinuses and tell my body that which is in my body must conform to the word of God for which he created it to function, that it is to get rid of the disease that is in my body. Because by now I'm realizing I've got a sinus infection. I'm realizing that, and I'm realizing that that's not something that I want, that wasn't from God, because only good things come from God. And that order for us to receive anything by whatever means, you know, God gives us for healing, we've got to understand that first comes the word of God. And we, no matter what kind of medication we take, no matter what kind of natural things that we take, we must remember the word of God. Jesus himself has already, according to the scripture, he sent his word, and his word did two things that scripture said. It said his word healed us and delivered us from our destruction. And I was like, God, why do you say that the word delivered us from our destruction? And it's because we don't apply the word to our body today. We must remember that what he did on the cross is effective today. And we must remember that anything, you know, that he has created, it functions. We're doing this Bible study in our ministerial class now, and it's about providence. Providentially, God created everything to work, and not only that, but he oversees it, and it makes sure that it works according to that what he created it to work. So he made our bodies, he created our bodies, and providentially, by the fact that he created it, everything that we need, according to scripture, says he has given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. So if we remember that, and I say that if we remember that, because since then, I did not wake up last night with a headache. I did not wake up last night with a headache, because I applied that, and I said, God created me not to be sick, not to have this pain in my body. Jesus already took these stripes upon his body so that I would not have to suffer them in my body. Devil, you are a lie. This is from you. I reject it. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and you can have it back. And so if we need, if there is a need, for instance, that you use the example of the vitamin C, if that is something that is lacking in our bodies and we receive it in our bodies and we thank God for it and we command our bodies to conform to the word of God and that and tell it you will function for the purpose that God created you to function. You have the necessary things in your body to combat those diseases that try to attack your body. We've got those things already. That's God's backup plan, the word.
Mm-hmm.
And then our acceptance of the word and understanding that he does not want us to have any of these things. That is why Christ suffered what he did on the cross, because God does not want us to have any of these things. And in the event that we don't fully believe, you know, we cannot fully not to believe, but in the event that we don't fully receive, if there's something else that we need, as if we need, for example, if we need more vitamin C, we will begin to crave those things that we need to make the body function for the purpose that God created it to function, because providentially that's what he does. He watches over those things that he created to make sure that they function for the purpose that he created them to function. And so if we walk, if we live according to the word of God and we apply that to the word of God, he's given man, he's an awesome God. He has given man knowledge to, you know, to provide for us those things that are missing when we don't understand the fullness of faith until we can come up to the fullness of the faith. You know, does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. That makes sense.
Yes,
so I just believe that if we just accept, number one, accept what Christ has already done for us, we cannot fully begin to understand what he has done for us at the cross. Once we understand that his completed work at the cross, when he said it is finished, it meant for then, for now, for all eternity. And he is ever giving man the ability to provide necessary things for us, so that those of us that cannot walk in faith in its totality, he still provides for us in the things, understand this, that he has already created.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. And, you know, Pastor Michelle and I were actually talking today, and I was talking about, like you were talking about, Mish, the GMOs and the things that, you know, that we're consuming and we don't know. And because it bothers me that we have so much sickness in the world, but it really bothers me. But, you know, I was thinking about the body of Christ, that we have so much sickness, and it bothers me. And cancer bothers me. I mean, not just, mm-hmm. oh, it bothers me, but it really, really bothers me. And so I had been going to God, and I was asking God yesterday and today, you know, why is it so much sickness? Asking God to really just take me into the scriptures about healing, and I'm always asking, since I've matured and started to learn more things, and you know, I'm a mom, and so I'm asking about, you know, teaching me how to feed my family and my husband, not trying to take him out, but, you know, teaching me how to feed my family, you know, feed them right and do these things. But I realized there are just some things we're not going to be able to avoid. We're not going to be able to avoid every chemical. We're not going to be able to avoid everything because there's so much out there. And so we do have to go back. We have to have that foundation where it is God, you override everything. And so as I was talking to Pastor Michelle today, and she was talking about, you know, something else, and she was telling me about a friend and her friend's dad and, you know, some things. And then I just felt it in my spirit. We have to start praying. You know, we need to start praying for God, like you said, what you were saying, Mima, but this is what God gave me today, for our bodies to develop a resistance to these things that could harm us, because we're intaking these things and we don't even realize what we're intaking. We don't know it. You know, we think we just eat something that's all good. You think you get an organic apple, and it's, you know, they call it organic, and it was grown in a box. You know what I'm saying? We really don't know. We don't know. And there are so many things out there that they will just feed us. They do. They feed us. But for us to develop a resistance for these, you know, all these things that could harm us, these chemicals, these things, because it's just when you look around and you see so many people dying, so many children dying. I mean, there's this couple called Joey and Rory. I don't know if you all ever heard of them before, but they're country singers. And she was only 40 years old, and she recently died of cancer. But her husband, he did an interview with People Magazine, and he just didn't understand why, because she did everything right. You know, she drank the water. They raised their chickens. She ate organic. You know, she exercised. So she did everything, quote, unquote, right. But she still ended up with cervical cancer. And she died at 40 years old with a 2.5-year-old baby. And those things just break my heart. Those stories break my heart. And we're hearing more and more and more and more of that. More and more of that. And then as far as sinus infections, I do want to say this, Mima. I suffer with sinus problems all the time. And so I understand it's not a little thing to me, because it's aggravating, it's annoying, and our bodies are not meant to function that way. It's not right. So like you said, it's not of God. So I completely understand that. But I'm gonna be quiet right now. The line is open. Anybody have anything? We have something. Okay.
Yes, I actually wanted to add our body. Okay, when we think about our body's makeup and how it's designed, how God created our body and how it's designed, most of the toxins that that our body naturally produces, you know, as a deterrent for other, you know, sickness, illnesses, and diseases that come about. Our body normally eliminates the toxins through 5 ways: through the nose, through the mouth, through the urinary tract, through the colon, and through the skin. Now, our body eliminates toxins through the nose and the mouth primarily by the use of our lungs, and our urinary tract, of course, eliminates toxins primarily through, you know, the way our kidneys are to help filtrate the toxins that actually are in our body and push them out to keep our body moving smooth and running healthy like it should. Then, of course, the colon eliminates toxins primarily through the liver and then through your small intestines to help you be able to excrete your waste throughout the day. We're actually supposed to excrete 3 times a day, our waste 3 times a day. And most of that happens because, and most of that doesn't happen. But let me finish on before I jump ahead. Then our skin eliminates toxins primarily through perspiration. So sweating is actually a good thing. It's a cooling mechanism, and it also pushes out toxins through in the skin. And so that way, you know, I don't know if you all remember, you know, old saying, you know, back in the days, say give you a hot towel, they give you some cover up, let you sweat it out. It's a true thing.
Right.
It's a true thing. That sweat actually causes toxins to be pushed and eliminated out of the body. All right. And then most of the time, most people today, we have these large amounts of toxins in our body that our body is not able to eliminate, simply because we're putting too many large amounts of toxins in our body on a regular basis, whether it be through food or it be through medication that we're just not aware that are causing us to actually accumulate these toxins and keep our body as a storage tank for the toxins instead of eliminating. And then a lot of the times those elimination areas that I named, you know, the nose, mouth, the urinary tract, colon, and your skin, a lot of the times one of those areas or one of those avenues of elimination is clogged because of a medication or because of what we're eating or something like that. So if we continue to work on finding out things, you know, people have sinus infections and stuff a lot. You know, some people have, problems with having a sore throat all the time. And then other people have constant urinary tract infections, or some people have what we would say bowel, irritable bowel movement or irritable bowel syndrome, or yeast infections, or people are having colon cancer even. And then our skin, now more than ever, there are people that have a lot of skin diseases where their skin is actually becoming a breeding ground for toxins and organisms that live on your skin to cause you to not be able to fight it off. And then you get big skin infections, and you have these big patches like I'm trying to think of what is the shot that people get all the time for psoriasis, and then you have another form. I'm trying to think of it. I can't think of it right now, but it'll come back to me. But one of those channels, 9 times out of 10, one of those elimination channels, 9 times out of 10, is clogged up. But I thank you for very much for bringing up scripture. And when you said it triggered this scripture that I had read a long time ago when I was deployed about how our body, how we should operate. And it's 1 Timothy 4:8. It says, "For while bodily training is of some value or a little value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." So if we're continuing to live right, if we continue to live godly and holy, and we continue to submit our bodies as unto God like we should, then we're trusting God and showing God that, hey, Lord, we're holding on to your promise, the present life that we're living in and the life that we're expected to live in eternity with you. So it's good, callers and listeners, it's good for us to actually have physical health, a good bill of physical health, and it's ultimately good for us to have a great deal of spiritual health. So it's good for us to, you know, take both and take a good dosage of both on a regular basis. When we're treating our bodies like we're supposed to, we're taking care of our bodies, you know, through the physical regimens of, you know, training our bodies to be stronger, then we're also, but first, godly, when we're living holy, then we're also showing God that we're holding on to his promises, and that's pretty much what I have right now.
And something else, too, that I've started doing, even when things do come up, like let's say something comes up with my children, I'll ask God, what is the cause? You know, show me the cause. Like when Jared had, he had this, his hand started, you know, he had this tremor with his hands and went to the doctor, had blood work done, all that. But anyway, it was coming from the Zyrtec that he was taking. And so I asked God, what's going on? God, show me how to treat this, how to, you know, deal with, how to do this, you know, because he knows everything. There are things that sometimes show up on us and we don't even know what it is. Like, where's this coming from? Different things happen. You don't even understand. And so that's something that I've started doing. Does anybody have anything to say? You guys are so quiet for Free Flow Friday.
Well, I don't want to take up everybody's time, but one thing that came to my mind is that we teach our children from a young age to the blessing when they eat. Well, we have to understand that that's not just something that you do by rote, but understanding that in the foods that we eat now, this is why you find a lot of these things in America that you don't find in other countries, because other countries don't grow food the same way that we do here in America. They don't have all those toxins and additives in their food like we do here in America. So they don't have the diseases and everything because their food is more natural. So when we pray, you know, the Bible said that God gives us everything pertaining to life and godliness. That's everything that he has given us. And he tells us, remember the example where Peter had all these things put before him and the Lord was showing him all these things, and Peter said, "No, Lord, that's unclean, that's unclean, that's unclean." In the end, Jesus told him to bless it and eat it. Well, there's really something to that. When we eat, we have an obligation to God for blessing us with this body that we live in to take care of it. And a part of that is to acknowledge that we don't know what's in the food that we eat. So we ask God to sanctify the food and let it be nourishment for our bodies. And anything that does not belong in that food, you know, don't allow it to affect us. That is the reason that we pray when we eat, because we don't know what we're eating. We don't know how
we sure
driving,
don't. We
what's
sure
in it.
Don't.
We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. I mean, and we are taking stuff in our bodies now. Being my age, foods don't even taste the same that it did 20 years ago. It doesn't even taste the same because it's so much stuff mixed in with it now and so many harmful chemicals that is in the food. We must ask God to bless and to sanctify that food, that it be nourishment for our bodies and that it does not harm us and that our body is able to extract the nutrition from it and eliminate those things that we don't need. So there is definitely a reason for us to pray when we eat. And then now that we are more knowledgeable, we must, these bodies are a gift from God. We must be mindful of the things that we eat. And even in fact, apples, I've discovered that fruit, I love fruit. My diet has changed drastically over the years because some of the other stuff, I just know that I don't need it. But even with the fruits and the fresh vegetables that we eat, unfortunately, here again, in America, they don't take care that they do in other countries. So, honey,
right.
Without the power of prayer, anything could be going on in our bodies. And that's why we must take authority over it and command it to function for the purpose for God, which God created it to function. And I was giving God thanks because here I am. I am 62 years old. And I am blessed not to have any major illness or any major sickness in my body, and none of that. And I know that it is because of the Word of God and just faith in God and knowing that, you know, I must do what, you know, He tells me to do in accordance with His Word, and I must have the faith to know that He is in control. And that's why when, you know, He said that nothing will by any means harm us. Why? Because we trust and believe in His Word.
Amen. Amen.
I need to stop being quiet.
I know. It's a
you know, I
want to
say something with that.
Go ahead.
I wanted to say on that one, as she was talking, it reminded me, my dad grew up on a farm, and he said that when they would plant, you know, as they would put each seed in the ground, they were praying, you know, God bless them. And America, we have taken God out of everything and out of every place. So now we wonder why America is sick and why America is going through things and why America doesn't have food that's healthy and everything else. We've taken God out of everything. That's the big problem.
So no. It is. It is.
I have one thing to add. I did a study, and we know that fruits and vegetables are good for us, but God had given me a word on seedless grapes, and I'll just say this, the short of it. When I studied seedless grapes, and I realized they take the scraps and the stems, and they genetically modify, and they add arsenic to plump up this genetically modified, not even a real grape, so it can go faster, and this we would be able to have this. There's a certain amount of arsenic. There's a certain amount of, what is that goes in dead bodies?
Embalming fluid.
There's a certain amount of all of this that goes into a genetically modified grape that does not have seeds. But God showed me this. He said, without the seed, how can you plant? And so we really have, after that, it took me a long time to eat a grape that didn't have a seed in it. And now the world has gotten so that they don't even sell grapes anymore with seeds. But
they
listen.
Don't.
If it's gotten so bad that if they stop producing this the stem, if they take out the natural stem that has the seed in it, they cannot make the genetically modified grape. They can't make that anymore.
So they're taking the grapes with the seeds, genetically modified grapes. And so we even have to be careful with the fruits and vegetables that we eat. Read up on it and do things. Seriously, read up on all the stuff that we ingest in our bodies. And like my mom said, pray over everything. But we do have to go back and use wisdom that it's okay to, you know, pop a pill for whatever ailment you got, because I do believe that God has given us that in the world. But sometimes, you know, instead of popping a Tylenol for a headache, go ahead and drink you some peppermint tea. You know, go ahead and do something like my grandma used to do when we were sick. She said, go out there and pick some of those pine needles off that tree. And we'll pick the, and she would, Ma, you remember Grandma used to boil the pine needles? And
yes,
we were
ma'am.
Well the next day. The next day, even that night, we'll be well. And so we have to just really remember that God did everything, and he did everything good.
Yeah. She used to use the pine needles and the sassafras root and something that we call belly ball. We never went to the doctors because we were never sick. Because anytime anything started, there was something that was called rabbit tobacco, and you would start getting a cold, and she'd take some of that rabbit tobacco and boil it and along with the belly balls and make a tea, and we'd drink that tea the next morning. Whatever we had coming on us, it was gone. It was gone. And my mama was a praying woman. She prayed over all. That little woman was a praying woman. She believed in the power of prayer, and she would pray over that stuff, and we'd drink it or eat it or whatever. And we didn't know nothing about no Tylenol or ibuprofen or none of that stuff. That stuff don't do nothing but create more problems. I'm sorry. I'm not a pill popper.
Yeah, when we were growing up, I remember we used to get, cod liver oil and castor oil and, you know. And
yeah, that's right.
That type of stuff. And so it is. And that it did work. Like, we weren't as sick as, you didn't have all of these viruses and things going around like they do now, you know. So it's a lot, and it is. We definitely have to keep prayer as a priority, even when things do come up. You know, with asking how do I handle this, because one of the things I wanted to get into was about cancer. I saw there was something on Facebook. This lady was saying that her daughter, she was diagnosed with cancer, a little girl, maybe about 6 years old. I mean, that just breaks my heart. We see that so much. You know, babies 4, 5, 6, they come up with a bruise, and next thing you know, they have cancer. You know, just it's just crazy to me. And so she was asking for prayer, and so people were coming, and she had quite a few people that were telling her to use alternative methods instead of chemotherapy. Now, again, let me put my disclaimer out there. We're not medical professionals. This is all, you know, opinionated. Please check with your medical professional. But there were a lot of people that were telling her that. And then there were some people, you know, of course, they were like, well, no, you should use chemotherapy and, you know, this and that. But there were she had a lot of people that were talking about the alternative methods. Now, me personally, from the research I've done on chemotherapy, because like I said, this is something that bothers me a lot, it kills your immune system pretty much. So while it's killing the cancer cells, which a lot of times it doesn't kill them all or whatever, but it's supposed to be killing the cancer cells, but it's killing the normal cells. And so then we have, you know, all of these effects, fatigue, hair loss, infection, anemia, nausea, vomiting, appetite changes, constipation, mouth problems, problems with swallowing, you know, those type of things. And I'm not at all coming against chemotherapy, you know, for people who decide to use it. My heart's desire is to see a better alternative. that's what my heart's desire to see. I just wish it wasn't there. But, you know, to have a better alternative, because it's hurtful to see adults go through this. Better yet, children go through this. And then so often we see, okay, they're diagnosed with this cancer. They may live another 2 years, but they're 2 years, they're sick, they're in the hospital, they're not, you know, it's just horrible. It's horrible. They're still here, but it's horrible. And then they end up dying anyway. They still end up dying. Whereas people say there are studies that have been shown, you know, where the alternative methods do work. But then when you're in that position, you know, that's your child, what is the first thing that you think? You know, because it's different when it's your child. It's different when you are the parent and that's your child and you're looking at this or you're looking at that. They also say, this is what they say, that chemotherapy kills you quicker than the cancer. I don't know. I'm not saying that that's true. I'm not saying that it's false. I'm just saying that, you know, that's what they say. So I don't know. That bothers me. That truly, truly bothers me. Does anybody have anything to say about that?
I do. You know, I don't take, you know, any chemo, but I do a lot of different medications, and I do dialysis and things like that. And when I went, because I said, okay, I wanted to believe on God. I wanted to see what God was going to do with me, and so I didn't do dialysis for 2 years. And, you know, they wanted to commit me because they felt like you're trying to kill yourself, you know. So you deal with it, and I deal with that a lot with my doctors. They'll say, okay, no, you don't want to take this medicine. It's going to make you feel better, or it'll at least take away the major symptoms, and you'll have a halfway good life. I hate when they say halfway good life, but that's how they put it. And when you say no, okay, I'm gonna research this medication, or I'm gonna go get prayer first. They will take you to court. They'll try to lock you up. They act like you are crazy. They try to take that right from you, and especially with kids, they do that. I've seen it in here in Minnesota. They've done it. I don't know how many times they have people have gone on.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Nope, I was done.
Oh, you were done? Okay. Yeah, you're right. They will. They'll say it's medical neglect. Yeah, they will. And so what do you guys think about that? Do you think that that's right to say, if I'm a parent, this is my child, and I want to try an alternative method first, but they say no, we're going to take your child because that's neglect? Any thoughts?
I'll be so quiet now. Come on.
I think it depends on why is this person saying no. I've seen people say, I believe in God, and God is, and I want to go and take my child to be prayed for, and I want to go this aspect first. And to me, you shouldn't be able then to fight against that parent when they're saying, when it's a religious thing, especially because, and excuse me if anybody takes this offensively, but it's true. But if a Muslim says anything like that, they do not go against them. If they say it is against my Muslim law to pay taxes, they don't make them pay taxes. There's so many things that they get around by saying, I'm a Muslim. So, but when we say, okay, I believe in Jesus Christ, now we got a problem. Now you're crazy because you're believing in some, you know, this higher power that you're going to go get some prayer for. You know, that is the hard part where, you know, it depends on your religious thing where they'll fight you with it. But I think you should have the right to, as long if it's, to me, if it's a religious thing and if you're scared about what is going into your child's body, that should be your right.
And you're right, you know, Christians, we get it all the time. But even if you're going for alternative methods, it's not that you're not doing anything. You know, you're still trying something, just something different than what they are suggesting, okay, I want to, I want to try the vitamin C and the, you know, eating the raw vegetables and try to see if I can get my child's body in a place where it'll fight off this, or do both, or something. And then they'll still say, no, we're going to take your child away.
That's because doctors think that they are God. They think they know it all. They get mad at me, and I've had doctors quit on me quite a few times because I remind them, it says on that wall, practicing. So therefore, all you're doing is practicing on me. You're going to do a trial and error. You know, they think that they're God, and they think that they know everything, and that's the problem. But they're practicing.
Right. That's true. Anybody? You guys are so quiet. Oh, my goodness. Well, we will definitely pick this up on Tuesday. But before we go, there's a question that I want you guys to think about that we're going to talk about on Tuesday. So, you know, if you all are able, please come back and, you know, give your opinion on this. But we're talking about natural versus pharmaceutical. We know we are a Christian-based show. So what I would like to, my husband and I, what we would like to talk about on Tuesday is whether or not medical marijuana is acceptable for a Christian, utilizing medical marijuana. I guess you guys come back on Tuesday and tell us what you think. Now, please don't be so quiet. We have to come back on Tuesday.
I wanted to talk about that one.
So do I. So does a lot of us that's on here. That was a loaded question to leave us with.
It was.
Very
loaded. I agree.
Can I say something before we leave?
Yes.
All the ones that are on my Facebook, and I'll post it to Pastor Kitty and Pastor Kwajalein. If you do want to use wisdom, doctor's care for your regular medicine like high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, things like that. But if you want to incorporate natural methods and natural herbals and things like that, and even natural herbs themselves. I have a list of things. I was just telling my cousin tonight to get some of that turmeric and Listerine and make a soak for her feet, and it takes down the swelling and the pain. These are things that cannot harm you. You can if you have problems with deodorant and underarm musk, if you cut a potato and put the potato under your arm for 10 to 20 minutes, it takes away the smell naturally to where you can function for like a week without having underarm problems. There's so many things that we can do naturally for that, for our bodies itself. So I agree with you, Pastor Kwaja. My mom, we had to take cod liver oil every day. The only benefit of that is that she gave us a slice of lemon, and we love the lemon, which is also a natural antibiotic, the lemon is, and it's a natural cleaning out the body. So we were never sick. I can't remember going to the doctor. I never had a toothache or a tooth pull or cavities because we did it. We had a candy song because we did not eat candy. We couldn't even have sugar in our cereal. And we didn't have the sweet cereal. We had cornflakes. So my mom was really strict on what we were able to rise. She didn't play that. And then when we got a little older, we were only allowed to have a little bitty half a teaspoon of sugar. And we thought we were something because it was sweet to us, you know. And so we had, like I said, we had songs. We got candy now. That's how often we did not get candy. So, and I appreciate that because gestational diabetes, childhood diabetes, because these kids are hyped up on all this sugar. When I was in Italy, they told us if your child has ADHD,
look into their diet and everything that starts, the first four ingredients, if it starts with the letter C, don't give it to them because it causes ADHD. And it's an, if you take that out of their diet, it will calm their system down. And so, and it worked because my son had it and it worked. It, things just work. And we just have to, like I said, if you're willing and you want to talk, message me. I'll give you a lot of natural things that that I've done over the years that I'm getting back to. My pastor and missionary Jade is my witness. When they first came, I was a vitamin popping somebody. I took vitamins and I felt great though. I felt great. It wasn't until I just got so tired and I started taking the other meds. My knees was hurting. My back was hurting. So I don't think it's wrong to take regular medicine, but let's just incorporate the good stuff for our bodies.
Right. And maybe, and again, do not stop taking your medication because, you know, I'm going to take my blood pressure medicine. I'm going to take the blood pressure medicine that I'm on. However, uh-huh. you know, I'm believing God to come off of it. You know, praying and believing and also just trying to implement some changes, do some things differently myself, you know, and do some things differently so that I can come off of it. So, yes, I definitely want to pick up this conversation on Tuesday. So I would like that, Liz, Pastor Michelle, you know, like you mentioned, oils, essential oils are great. My sister,
yes,
she
ma'am.
Had an ear infection, and this lady, she was selling them, and she put, and she was a nurse, and she said she doesn't take medicine like that. She take, you know, sometimes she'll take some, but most of the time she doesn't take medicine. And so she put some behind Keisha's ear, and Keisha said her ear pain went away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, essential oils are great. And, you know, just trying to incorporate those type things. When I was doing my research, they talked a lot about vitamin C and vitamin D, how,
mm-hmm.
you know, being low on that causes a lot of things. So making sure that we are getting our vitamin C, our vitamin D, if we have to take supplements, you know, to supplement it, because that helps fight off a lot of things. So it's a lot out there, not to be overwhelmed with, you know, because just to, even if we just start out making small changes, for me, I got to start making sure I get my rest, you know, get your rest, drink water, working on that too. That's definitely a downfall for me, you know, exercise as much as you can, you know, whatever you can do, not pushing yourself against something in, you know, those type of things, trying to increase the raw fruit and vegetables that we eat. Hopefully it's real because, as Pastor Michelle was saying, some of it is not real. And I don't even eat seedless anymore since God gave you that. I just won't even do it. You know, when we eat fish, make sure it's wild and not farm-raised. Just things like that that we don't know, you know, that we need to know. Just making subtle changes, making subtle changes. And, of course, again, you know, keeping prayer in it. But if we thank you all for calling in tonight. We look forward to everyone calling in on Tuesday and, you know, for talking about this even more. If anybody knows anything, you know, anything that, you know, could help, any natural remedies or whatever that you, you know, want to give us, please do. We've already put our disclaimer out there. You know, we'll put it out again on Tuesday. Bring it to us. Let us know. We would appreciate it. Definitely would. But thank you all for calling. We hope you all have a great weekend. Everybody have a good night.
Good night.
God bless.
Good night.
Good night.